August 16. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him. Colossians 2:12. By faith we can enjoy fully our spiritual union with Jesus Christ. He died many years ago, and yet, even now, we can be benefited by it. By the power of his death, we can die to our old nature. We cannot die to it by our own willpower. For all our weaknesses, like bad temper, jealousy, pride, and hatred, and for all our failures, we should say by faith, Lord Jesus, I see these weaknesses in me. Please take away my doubts and fears. I want to die to my weaknesses, thoughts, longings, and plans by the power of thy death. Similarly, I want all my desires and weaknesses to be buried by the power of thy burial. By the same faith, I want to receive into me the power of thy resurrection. That is how we have to appropriate the power of his death, burial, and resurrection. His death has eternal and abiding value. His words are eternal, and his deeds are also eternal, because he is eternal. His death benefits those who lived before him, and also those who live after him. Every day we receive into us by faith the power of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, to die to our own thoughts, the power of his burial, to forget them, and the power of his resurrection, to receive new life of victory over sin and temptation. It is for this purpose that we should be baptized and learn to enjoy our spiritual oneness with the Lord in this threefold manner. Baptism is not a ceremony, but a testimony. Those who do not obey in baptism live defeated lives. They depend upon willpower or fasting or long prayers for victory, but they are defeated. It is by our oneness with the Lord that we get victory. By water baptism, we declare that we are spiritually united with the Lord. That is why baptism is a fundamental principle which helps us to enjoy our share in the fullness of Christ.